Then Ellie noticed a large woman stretched out on a lounge chair near her. It was Cheryl Jackson, wearing a lurid red swimsuit which didn't really flatter her skin tone or her figure. On an impulse, Ellie went over and sat down on the empty lounge next to her, saying in a gushing tone, "Hi, you're Cheryl Jackson, aren't you? Oh my God, I love your books." The older woman sat up and took off her shades to eye Ellie haughtily.
"Yes, I'm Cheryl. So you're a fan?"
Ellie nodded vigorously. "Oh, yes, I've read all your books. Your writing is so amazing. I just love all your characters."
"Really?"
said Cheryl, a smile breaking out across her face and her manner becoming visibly warmer.
"So which book is your favorite?"
she asked Ellie. Oh, Ellie floundered. In actual fact, she had never picked up any of Cheryl Jackson's books and had zero idea what kind of characters and stories the woman wrote. "I love them all. It's so hard to pick a favourite," she said brightly. "Which one is your favourite?"
"Ah, well, you know, it's impossible for an author to choose a favourite book. It would be like asking a mother to choose a favourite among her children," Cheryl twittered. "Of course, there are some that I enjoyed writing more than others, and you always hate the book you're currently working on and think it's your worst book ever, until you finish it and then you look back and think, oh, maybe that wasn't so bad after all."
"It must be such hard work. I don't know how you do it," said Ellie, giving the woman a look of exaggerated admiration. "And where do you get all your ideas from?"
Cheryl laughed. "Honey, the ideas are the easy part. Anyone can have ideas. It's writing them down and turning them into a novel that's the difficult thing."
"I thought you just had to get an idea and write down what happens in the story," said Ellie, putting on a wide-eyed look. "I was talking to Lillian Fox the other day, and she said that she just churns them out."
Cheryl scowled. "There's so much more to writing a story than just telling what happens, you know. There are the characters, the setting, the atmosphere. Oh, a lot of these new writers don't understand anything. They have no talent or experience or any real skill in telling a story."
"Do you think publishers don't really appreciate the work and effort involved?" asked Ellie innocently. "I mean, is that why they gave you a book deal to Lillian?"
"They didn't give her my book deal," snapped Cheryl Jackson. "Everyone is saying that, but it's not true. It just so happened that my new book proposal didn't fit with my publisher's schedule for this year. At the same time, they happened to offer Lillian a book deal. It was just a coincidence of timing. It doesn't mean that they took hers instead of mine. Of course, Lillian knows how to market herself, I'll give her that," added Cheryl grudgingly. "That's the real reason the publishers went for her, you know. Not because her books are anything much, but because she'll do anything on social media to get attention and promote her books. But I refuse to prostitute myself that way," she added, curling her lips in contempt.
"Really?" said Ellie innocently. "I guess the gossip got it all wrong."
"Gossip? What gossip?" said Cheryl, frowning.
"Oh, it was just some talk I heard last night at the party. Some of the other authors talking."
Ellie deliberately trailed off. "What were they saying about me?" demanded Cheryl.
"Oh, they were saying some really mean things," said Ellie, pretending to look embarrassed. "They were saying that you're crazy jealous of Lillian because she's taken your place as Queen Bee. Some of them were even worried that you're so threatened by her, you might do something you'd regret."
"That's garbage," burst out Cheryl angrily. "Lillian hasn't taken my place at all. And what are they suggesting, that I might have murdered Lillian, huh?"
She leaned toward Ellie.
"Who's saying all this?"
I can't remember their names," said Ellie.
"It's all a pack of lies," snarled Cheryl. "Me, jealous of Lillian? That's a joke. I've been doing this for years, whereas she'd only been around the block for a year or two. Writing is a long game, I can tell you. And you know what they say. One swallow doesn't make a summer. Well, one best-selling novel doesn't make a career. So I have no reason to feel threatened by Lillian, and I definitely had no reason to murder her."